coming to Simon Samachay. We did Sephalov. We did the first Mishabura. And we're holding by the Mishaburas of Cut and Bates. There's a long beer aloch over here. There's a few long beer alochas over here. The first one, it basically comes out with the following. So again, the issue over here is if a person is shoya in the middle of something, the amount of time it takes, ligmar is kulo, which means the amount of time it would take to say that this tefillah, whatever it is, from beginning to end, a person takes that amount of time and pauses in the middle of the tefillah, does he have to go back to the beginning or does he go back to where he was before? He basically brings two shitas in this. So the Bir Locha says the two shitas he brings is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch and the shita of the Rambam. So if you look at the first Bir Locha across Yerugin, so he says that by Tkiyas, by Birchos Hamazon, by Hallel, the end of the third line, who would call Shar Brachis? The Varmi Tfila, so by Tkiyas, benching, Hallel, any bracha that you're saying, with the exclusion of Tfila, Im Shah Be'em Tzekhe Ligmer Kula, in a Chazal Rosh. So Shulchan Aruch holds, even if the reason why you interrupted because you were forced to, the makom was not clean and he could not daven if he wanted to. So in some ways that constitutes a real interruption. You don't go back to the beginning. And because of the rush. However, tefillah, according to Shulchan Aruch, im shor kedei gemur is kula, tefillah hoya hefsek shaloi machmas arnis, because of the rush. Tefillah is the opposite. A person would interrupt in the middle of tefillah and pause. On his own volition, not because there's anything which is forcing him to do so. If he pauses, the time it would take to complete the Shemoneh Esrei, again, personally, see, Shemoneh Esrei takes normally 5 minutes. So he pauses a 5 minute pause in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he would have to go back to the beginning, even not Machmas Arnish. That's the shita of the Machaber.
What was
the Hudasa Toysis Varosh? Then the Chalak bin Tefillah Sharim. So first of all, first rule is he doesn't accept the Chalak bin Tefillah and other brachas that the Shulchan Aruch differentiates. That's not true.
The only question is, what does that word mean? That is
in
my blindness.
And if not, you're not chazal rosh. So he's being makel by tefillah an interruption, which is shalom achmas oynis. You do not go back to the beginning. And by other brachas, he's being machmer and saying, if a person was shalom achmas oynis, you do go back to the beginning. Shulchan Aruch said, other brachas, halal, whatever it is, you never go back to the beginning, even in a situation of awareness.
And I think that's what it was more like.
So those are the two shitas. Okay. Across the Darchim Risha, so that's the second sheet, which is the Tosis and the Rosh. Comes the Darchim Risha, and he says, the Darchim Risha, the Vad Mitzvilo, Yeshahoko, but it's a riff. The first sheet is the sheet of the riff. By all these things, to the exclusion of Tefillah, even if Yeshua Mach was honest, you don't go back to the beginning. Okay, so he's accepting the Darchim Risha by. Since these are drabonuts, so you don't go back to the beginning. Shalach so the rosh, I feel a kishomach b'sar. That's a leniency. Even if the shehiyah was due to anus, since it's, well, we're going to be semach on the riff by drabonuts. So that is the Darkei Moshe. Okay. But Levush the Bach, the Rabbah, Pligi Elov Shomer. They argue. Okay. So then he brings the Magen Avraham, says that by Hallel, you should go back, because according to some, you have to go back, but you shouldn't make a bracha, because according to the Magen Avraham, you're semich on the Hallel is the Rabbanah, and you're semich on the Rift, you don't have to go back. First interrupts McGill in the middle. Also, you go back to read without a bracha. Okay.
Magen Ram is sort of in the middle or something.
The Magen Ram, I don't know, he's been subject by the Rabbanim, he's been subject on the roof, you don't go back. Okay. So that is.
But he's requiring you to do it, so he's not being so completely on the roof.
No, the Magen Ram is passing, you don't have to go back at all. I'm sorry, the Dr. Moshe is passing. The Magen Ram is saying you. I'm sorry, the Magen Ram is correct. The Magen Ram is saying you do go back. He's sophic, but you don't make a bracha because of the riff.
The truth is, I want to point out, I think even according to Rabbi Zuri, we can say that in fact we find two places, two separate machlekesim.
That's
one regarding sex. You can say that's actually the same machlekes. The machlekes is one of the same when you have something which is used by a small percentage of the population. Does that thereby have any effect on how we view the Akha? And Abdaisa says it does not have no effect. In fact, there's a mihutah. God doesn't do such thing. That doesn't concern us. And I'm saying, no, the fact that there is a real significant
towards the end of this piece,
even though they are a minority of the people, nonetheless, since there's a significant group that does that, that chooses after this certain way,
it's about five lines before the end of the real law. Towards the end of the line, it says, but that oil, the Rikh is a Muslim. See it? Fred, you have it? Towards the end of the line.
Before the
little five and the.
Five lines and the big lines, okay.
It's in the big lines, it's 2, 4, 6. A, about 7 lines down on the big lines, towards the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the brackets.
Okay.
But that oil, the Rikh is a Muslim, the Machmir and Lach of the Rosh, who are feel of a Shah Ben Rach of Rach. Now, the Mishabura is going to introduce a possibility that if a case where a person interrupted not in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, but rather in between the Birchus, he finished the first Bracha, then he paused there, that he only goes back to the, he doesn't go back in that point to the beginning of the. Because since we have a concept that the Birchus Kriya Shema, not Mahak Mezulazu, it's possible to say one without the other. So the first one is finished. So what if the Chayz of the Rosh? Whatever I said is done. So I need to say the second one. So I'll say the second one. So that's true of Birchus Kriya Shema. But by benching, that's not true. You go back, even with Shabbat Bracha Lebracha. Can't offer Mizamayr Magadam Shabbat, in Birchus Kriya Shema, Mekilin and Bezem and Shabura, Shom Shani, the Bracha Zayna Ma'ak Mezuazu. So each Bracha stands by itself. You cannot just say one or two or three. You must say all three brachas. So over there, if you're interrupting the middle, you can't say, well, I've done the first bracha already, because the first bracha needs the other ones, and the pause is too long, it's a problem. Okay? Fine. The nearly poshut at the end of that line. Furthermore, to who are the Messias Kapayim, Shach Bakol Zayadin, the Shokhadik Merkulo. So in Duchening, you have a loch of Shehiel Kedik Merkulo.
Right.
Therefore, Vimhoya Shehiel Machmas Oinis, Choizul Roish, Habirchus Kahan. The person would have to, with the Kahan, and whatever reason, would have to pause in the middle of Duchening due to some Oinis. And they pause enough to complete Ligmar Kula, they'd have to go back to the beginning of Duchening. Now, Bashir de Ligmar Kula, what's called Ligmar Kula? Hano Etzim of Brachas, Ashloisha, Mirosh Lusayf, Liam Miris, Rabbanish, and then he wrote to Sherman McCall. It's the time to say the words. So you say, right? So you say those 15 words. That's a long,
right? In between, you have the singing, and no, that's not part of the actual duchening. So that doesn't, that's, so the Kohanim, let's say for argument's sake, the actual words itself take a minute to say, a minute and whatever. So if they pause a minute, Deuteronomy, you'd have to go back to the beginning. Now, then he says an interesting thing. Then he says, V'efshir, the Mekabesh and Menagdim Kohanim, Me'etz Homeris Kohol, Gamze Yesh Lashab, Asech Hashir, B'tzarachim. So the Mishnah Berurah introduces an idea that he contemplates the possibility that the singing is not just I'm singing. The singing is a way, in a certain sense, to extend the bracha. He says this again. We'll see when we get the duchening. You know, the birloch and duchening deals with the chachil. You're not supposed to be mafsik. Even not do the oynish. You're not supposed to be mafsik. So can't think of merkula. So he says. So that's why we sing. That's considered like as if you're extending the bracha. You're not considered pausing. So a bit kiddush. They have to understand like what the makor, why singing is considered. Extending the Birkas Kohanim.
Stand up and let us do our work.
Okay.
That's the chief criteria in deciding whether something is the Amidas or not. So this is ours. For example, appreciation, for example.
Okay.
Someone sitting on it. That would be fair, right? No, wrong.
Let's say the Mishaburus of cotton base. So the Mechaber said, even if you were by Shema, even if you interrupted, you paused, Kelim Merkula, and he was also known as the Mechaber Shitas, you don't go back. You're more about the Yeshayim, and it was also known as you do go back. The Bishlam Imlo Hayu Onus, if he wasn't forced to interrupt, because if he wanted, he could any moment continue to start reading again. So then, it's not really an interruption, it's a pause. However, Onus, when he's forced to stop, the situation causing him to force to stop. The force is not. Then Cheshiva Shia Hefsik. So then the pause is an interruption. Because he was not able to read them. Okay. Now, why Magen Rama Shemasa? Magen Rama says, what type of oynus are we talking about? See, it comes out. The Dafkim Ha'oynus Humach Mashon Ishen Roy Shigun Shotzuk Lunakavu. Person reached the stage of that he needs to use the bathroom to the point that he was not allowed to daven, continue to daven. So he interrupted and went to the bathroom. He comes back and needs to continue davening. So does he pick up from where he was, or does he go back to the beginning? So over there, that's a case of oynus. He was not allowed to continue to daven. So that situation, that's called oynus. And according to the Ruah Moah, you go back to the beginning. I shall welcome Anna Roy, or the reason why he pauses, that we say the oynus was, the place was not halakhically acceptable. There's something which is dirty there, which halakhically precludes you from davening. And he had to pause until they removed it. So that's called an oynus that requires you to go back to the beginning. But a different type of oynus, which is not because there's intrinsically something wrong with the act of tefillah, but rather he was uncomfortable, he's scared of davening because the listener nearby, they're going to hear him.
So
according to this opinion, it depends on oynus. That's not called an oynus. That's a decision that he made due to the circumstances. It's a decision that he made as opposed to where halachically he must stop. Now,
the other one says no.
But the Akhavi Krishma, the Magen Ram continues and says that this differentiation I'm saying. saying that the difference between types of oinus, oinsim, that's true in Kriya Shema, Pirkei Kriya Shema, other mitzvahs, etc. But even if the onus was an onus of that there was somebody there preventing him from davening, because since tefillah is an act of a higher level of an act of immediately pnei Hashem, and this is really interrupting that because he's focusing on something else totally, so that's considered a pause due to an onus, even if it's an onus of listing. So Ilikmer Kula means not from where you are to the end, but the whole thing from beginning to end, even though he's holding all the way to the end, but you calculated not how much time it would take him to get to the end, but the whole thing. Okay, so the loch is he's Kaiser and he goes back in that situation. It was an onus, he has to go back to the beginning, and otherwise not. So this is the b'di'evah. We say, listen, an interruption, which was likmer kuloi by oinus, makes you go back to the beginning. Even in a situation where not an oinus situation, the person should not interrupt that long. Even it just means a pause of being quiet. And the feel of the Dharma should be Rabbanan. Even myself, which only Rabbanan can go and Birchus Krishma, Bahal, and Megillah, and Kegav. Well, Koshka, the material Yeshi Zorma, Oid, but that person should not do that. Like we saw in the riff, even a pause which is not Machmas Oinus, by Tefillah, you must go back to the beginning. If he has this long, I did not grow up in the world of Chazanis, right? But he decides to have this major composition, you know, that he's singing in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema by Vahifanim, and you know, it takes 4 or 5 minutes for him to say it. So some people, that's like we're cool. They're going to wait for him quietly, and Achille, you're not supposed to you're not supposed to pause even if there was not an oinus. Now when you're a lead, the Kolshke, and he brings up the Birchus Kanim is over here, the Yeshi Zor Birchus Kanim should mean a Raisa she arichu oza kohoba miris satachnunim beis of Birchus Kanim. So when the Tzibur is saying their tefillah is very extendedly, so the Kahanim have to wait a very long time. So he suggests the following. Due to this, that we're saying over here, a person should not be mafsik, even not to tenoinus. And so the kadam are quiet while the tzibur is saying the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Rebbeinu Shalom is not that long, and especially with Chutz Lords, we say it only a few times a year. So the duchening takes a while. You know, they scream out loud, Hashem, right, etc. With the tzibur merkula means all three brachas together. The three brachas are makivs. Probably saying the Rosh Hashanah is not as long as that. The Hirotzim, which is longer, which some people switch by the third, by the, by the, by
by the third of the three brachas, by Yisa, before Shalom, that's longer, so that already might be too long. But the Kohen Gadol, you say the Rosh Hashanah all three times. And he hints that that's really found later on. The Sima Kukukhes, the dinner of the same Rosh Hashanah, is the dinner of the Gemara. The Gemara says a person who has a Cholam Ra, he should get up there, B'shoa Shatib, that the Kohanim are saying Berachas Kohanim, and he should say this Rosh Hashanah, and he should finish it in such a way that when the Tzibur says Amen to the Berachas Kohanim, they will also say Amen to his Bakasha, that is Cholam should be switched from Ra to Toi. And that's the din of the Gemara. The Hirasim, which we say, is not the din of the Gemara. It's found in one of the Kabbalah swarm of from the time after the Rizal. And so the Garden passes is connected to the Gemara, and that's not what you're supposed to say then. Mishapur says, whatever their argument is about, but the Maisa, in regards to this issue of the time lapse, you gain something. Okay. However, but he says it's only an issue. The Kanam aren't singing. So they're just waiting for the Tzibur to finish. And the Chachi are not supposed to pause, even though it's not an oinus. Again, he sounds like if they'd be singing, there wouldn't be a problem. So the Bir Loch later on, and Hekos Birchas Kanam, you know, raises. You know, he says over there as a maybe, and over also he says over before as a maybe. But what he's over here saying is that's for sure a problem if they're not singing. Maybe even if they're singing, it's a problem. Okay. Well, Anas Kaddish or Kedusha. So he's in Birchas Kriya Shema. He wants to interrupt to answer Kaddish or Kedusha. What at least shows that Philo Kedusha is Kula. So there you're doing it. In a certain sense, that's part of the lacha that you're supposed to interrupt Birchas Kriya Shema for the sake of Kaddish or Kedusha. So that's not called an interruption. That's called what you're supposed to do. So that's not a problem of it's well that it takes away the bracha. This is part of what's supposed to be said in the bracha under these circumstances. You're holding all the way at the end, you can't say any more words. Because you're supposed to say Mashir Chadosha to the end straight. Also, the Chazan gets Chadosha Shatz and gets the Kedusha. So you have no choice. You stop and you listen. So, fine. But let's say a person is holding earlier in Birchas Kriya Shema. He says it's appropriate to pause, answer Kedush. Then say a little bit further Birchas Kriya Shema, and then answer Baruch, and say a little bit further Birchas Kriya Shema, and then answer, and you don't listen, answer Yom Lech, you just listen to Yom Lech. By doing so, this whole issue is only we don't add up the time of the pauses. So if any one pause is feeling Merkula, it's a problem. So the answer is, he didn't make one pause, he made multiple pauses, each one was not so long. Correct. Yeah, but guys, first of all, you might have somebody who davens generally quickly. So him and Kelly Merkula is not that long. And the Chazan decides to sing some major knockout niggin over there, with trills and thrills and everything in the middle. Right? I've lived through that. fine. Now he says, so you have to go back to the beginning in that situation. If it's Hipsa Kadim or Kula Ba'onis, he has to go back to the beginning. Heine Now we're talking about right now the person paused during Kriya Shema anywhere from Shema till MS. Okay. I feel like I have a more Kriya Shema, and we measure that not by Birkos Kriya Shema, but the time it takes to say Shema. So here you have a scenario, like, you know, that's not so uncommon. Take the person 2.5 minutes to say Shema, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to say Shema, and they have the chazan singing. He decides to use the Kalbach Negin for Kaim Kol. It's more than 2 minutes, my friend. I watched it on the clock. So Chayzul Rosh Kriya Shema. That's for Kriya Shema itself. But Birchos Kriya Shema, in other words, if this halacha is halacha and how to say Shema, which is the Nidaraisa to say, so you have to say it together as one unit. The fact that Birchos Kriya Shema takes longer is not going to help you with it, because that's all in Rabbanan. It's on the midst of the rice of Shema. We have to look at these parshiyas, which is the midst of the rice of Shema, or the midst of Shema, and that has to be said in one unit. Okay, now, but that which he says that you must go back to the beginning is only if Kelimer Kuloi means all of the brachas together plus Shema. But if the moment you pause was after the in between the brachas, the person said Yotzer Amaros, and he paused, or he said and he paused. He does not go back to the beginning. Waiting after the first paragraph, after the second paragraph, is not going to help you. But by Birchas Kriya Shema, waiting after the first bracha or after the second bracha would help you if you don't have to go back to the beginning.
In the middle of the second bracha, you have to go back all the way to the beginning?
No.
Just in the beginning of the second bracha.
Right. Okay. So he tells you that this is in the Bir Locha. It's the Bir Locha.
It's
a long beer lock over here.
That's it. Now you're good to go.
Yeah, my brother said to take a look at the beginning of the first part of it. She says, I'm a shepherd of cotton hay. Then he said, by Shema, all three parshas go together, even if you pause in the middle. In the parshas, you must go back to the beginning. By Birchos Kriya Shema, it's telling the whole thing, all of Birchos Kriya Shema from you to Birchos Hashem, the beginning to God, yourself, the end. That's the shir, including Shema. If you pause, Bein Bracha LeBracha, you don't go back to the beginning. So what's the result come from? The time called to order, because the Chari Yeshi stop a Mishloshin Parot. There's three things that need to be clarified. Aleph. Im Adin the Shah Ligmar Kulo, Chaz LeRosh, Shu Dafke, Bishashah, Be'emtsa Parasha, or Philip in Parasha LeParasha. My first question is, I'm not sure. What? Adam?
Yeah, look.
You said something?
No, I didn't say it.
Okay. Maybe there's only been Emsa Parsha, but between Parshas, you don't go back to you've completed the first Parsha of Shema, you don't have to say it again. Or the second one. That's my first question. Beis, imadin the Shag Limer Kuloi, Hudafka, but Kriya Shema, Philo, Im Shabbat, Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan, the curse of Rugen is a fair Shagamore, and the more is talking about Shema. The week 7 of cross a Rugen, the issue of interrupting and pausing to Birchas Kriya Shema. I'm not sure. Gimel, in Medina the Chayzal Rosh, in Medina the Gamkin the Brachus, but then we keep the camel in the Brachus, and Makalus the Pishma, Behem Mitzvah the Atzmon. The rise of Rokham was some Aflachr Shaobra's man Kriyashma. So my Yaksal Abrachas. So even though you were shocked, they live with Kuloi of Shema, so you're about to get in Shema. Who was in Hipsi Bebirchus Kriyashma? Going to Behemoth of Yatsiv, Sir Gam Kane, Laksal Kriyashma, Ushar Brachas. Odilma, Brachas of Kriyashma, Shten Yanam. We look at the Brachas separate from Kriyashma. The brachas are not ma'ak of each other, not ma'ak of Shema. So if you pause in Avod Rabba, you go back to the beginning of Avod Rabba. Kim the Kamel, the brachas are ma'ak of Zuzu. Kinis the brachas of Yudais. Kim the Kara, Kol Bracha, Inyan Rifni Atzma. He below Dami, the Tfilah, Bahal, the Megillah. So my Yashal, the Yatsor. So those are three questions. Three questions are: what if you pause in partial to partial? Number two, the question is there a din of shehiya b'birchas kriyashma? And even if there is a din of shehiya b'birchas kriyashma, does shema affect the brachas, or brachas affect the shema? Those are three questions. So he goes to this whole long arichas. And what he comes out in the Mishavura is what we saw, that by Birchus, the brachas, because it's a suffix, brocha, so if you pause between brocha and brocha, you don't go back to the beginning. You pause in the second brocha, you go back to the beginning of that brocha, that's it. Kriyashma, on the other hand, we're machmer. Even if you pause between the parshiyos, you go back to the beginning of Kriyashma. You're only back to the beginning of Kriyashma, not the back of the beginning of Birchus Kriyashma. He says a person paused, but really look at the person paused in MSV Yatsin. There, I'm not asking you to make any brachas to go back to the beginning of Shema. So then you should go back to the beginning of Shema and say Shema straight through to the end of MSV Yatsin. Okay. Sukkot and Vav. Vachin Nog, he said that the minig is that if a person paused due to an oinus, he has to go back to the beginning. And if it's not an oinus, he doesn't go back. And that's the minig. Okay, Poskvach, right? Sukkot and Vav. Who are then the Betrilo, Vahalo, Megillo, Mirvuskanim, Kashibar, Gabir, Locha, and Shom. All of these are the halacha is that he only goes back if it's due to an oinus. Then the Ramah added that we calculate this time each person individually. It's a personal calculation. Fiat car, right? Bein lahakol, bein lahachmer. The person davens more quickly, so his shir b'lim rekuloi is more quickly. Means he's mechuyev to go back. A, and we're going to allow him to go back and not say it's a bracha levatola. You know, by repeating something which he maybe doesn't have to repeat. No, he finished b'lim rekuloi. He has to go back. Now the question always comes up. So what does that mean? You say it depends on the person, what the person does. So I normally daven more quickly. Today I happen to have to daven more slowly. So today, we'll end up taking me 10 minutes. Other days, it only takes me 7 minutes. So, what's the share? Is it 7 minutes or 10 minutes? Today, I'm reading more slowly. So, the Moshe Dershow brings from Chaim Kanievsky that you would calculate based on today. Today, that's the time it takes to finish Birchus Kriyashma. So, for you, that's not an interruption of the whole Kriyashma yet. So, you didn't wait that long. Other days, it would be. But it's other days. It's a half-sick, but today it's not. Okay. He buys the Tzarek Yim. That's what he says. Okay, Beis. Nu din. Kar Kriyashma, Nichlus the Beis HaKnesset, the Motzat Tzibur Shekar and Kriyashma. He already said Shema, and he comes in, and they're saying Shema again. So Lachas Tzarek Likras Yim Ha'em Pasuk Rishon, you must say the first Pasuk with them. Kadesh Shal Yiro, Kilo, and Roitz Lekabal, Omach HaShemayim, Imel Chimeirim. He doesn't want to join the Tzibur to say Shema. Makabal Hashem's Malchus, that looks improper. You must say with them. He's ready davened and he's saying some psukim, or he's holding in a different minyan. And there's a place where he's allowed. You're allowed to interrupt.
you say Shema with them. Who osik b'makom shenam b'shar lipsim, the place where halacha you're not supposed to interrupt. Friend me baruch shomar ve'elif. He already is with the next minion. They already started baruch shomar. He's a little pesuk in the zimra. So that situation, halo yafsik. He does not interrupt to say Shema. But what he should do is, so if there's like a certain lilt to how do you say Shema, and that's what the Tzibur usually says, you should say the words you're saying in the same tune. So it'll sound like, it'll look like you're saying with them. Let's look at the Mishabus. Kar Kriyashma, Menichas, Beis HaKnes, is the Motz Tzibur Shekari Kriyashma. So even though I said you must interrupt for the first boss. The time she created you might have called Kriyashma, become a skark and carpenter. Alenachai, Rakha Pasuk, Mishan, Kabarshan, Shani, Spai. Mishaburus of Kotten Kess. Kar Kriyashma. So you already said Shema, you already said Kabbalah Shema. Do it again. Now, Makoshkein, Imla Kara Dayan, the Sark Likra is a Pazar Mishan. You haven't been Kabbalah Shema yet at all. So obviously you should be joining the Tzibur to be Makabalah Shema. Amalo Yechab and Lotzis Bizam, it's to say the Kriya Shema. Kim Shalom Tilim Barosha. Why should you be Yotzin now? He didn't put a fill in yet. He just walked in. We got me here, Baloi Brochus. It's not going to be as part of Birchus Kriya Shema, which is supposed to precede, etc. Shema, Kliyabas Simon Menvob, Mishav Barosha. But nearly that feeling even who adds like Kun and Birchus Atara. Fine. You're not saying that was a limud. You're just saying it as a Kabbalah. So that you can do. So in that situation, you didn't say Birchus Kriya Shema yet. Even though we said in Sif Gimel it's proper to say the whole thing with them, that wouldn't apply over here when you haven't said Birchus Kriya Shema. Because even the Shulchan Aruch Lashon was, it'll count like learning. What did I say? Thank you. Okay. Fine. So you walk in Shekhar Krishna, who did Mishar Dover Shana Tibur Armin? Similarly, other things with the Tibur is saying, to go in to the David Ashrei, Arlenu, Kermahem, Shekhin Derech Eretz. So you should say with them, because that's the proper Derech Eretz, to join the Tibur. Now, this halacha is talking about the case of the person was, he wasn't holding the Sarah Tfilah behind. He walked in randomly, and that's what they're doing. So same with them. Say the person finishes Shmoneh Esrei by Mincha, and he goes a little bit slower, more slowly than the rest of the team. And by the time he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, they're holding Aleinu. He needs to say Tachanu. So say Tachanu. You don't have to interrupt and say Aleinu at that point in time. The point is, if you're not doing anything anyway, be makabel. If you're davening, you're all doing the Sarah Tfilah, so that's fine. Puzzle Rishon. Now, when he said you said the first puzzle with him, Migam Baruch Shem Kumo Chazal Olam, but it should be said as well. That's Gorba Yuroi, Sarkli Kuzi Ma'am, Kolo Kriya Shema. It's not just Toiv, but you must say all the Shema with it. Okay. All the Mizuk of the Zimmer near the Ein Lahach, but here's the Puzzle Rishon. Malachi Dasa Makar, but Lahach, but Mizuk of the Zimmer can come in. To interrupt.
That is either a
the place you're not supposed to interrupt. So the Shulchan Aruch gave the example of Poruch Shomer Ve'elech. So we're going to see in a second that maybe there's some people in Jermachim, so you say Shema, but not the whole Kriya Shema, just the Pasuk of Shema. Okay.
other than.
So why am I saying you say the Shugnar said not to, and I'm telling you that you should interrupt Pesuk of the Zimra for Shema. So Yudal Voyavsik. The Achronim Kosu. However, the Achronim disagree. The Birchus Baruch Shamar Yishtaba. The Pesuk of the Zimra Yesh Lahavsik Kelakabel Olam for Shema Imatzim. That you would interrupt to say Shema with the Zimra. But if you're holding behind the Birchus Kriya Shema, even if you're holding Ben Perek L'Perek, you don't say Shema with it. You're going to say it with the same two. Okay. Simon Samachva. So, when are you allowed to interrupt? Sorry. So the Mishabura points out the beginning of this of the simon before the aleph. Komash also the dabra, feel of losha, the kedush also the dabra, feel of teba achaz also. So there was this mistaken notion. If you say it losha the kedush, you don't interrupt. I actually experienced that. Person like no, doesn't normally speak Hebrew, but he came up to me one time, shook his head, started talking to me in Hebrew. It was like, you know, that's like makes him. Well, it doesn't. You know? Fine. Beta Prokim, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the Beta Prokim Shal B'Shloim Adam Nithbod Umeshim Shalom Chalot. So in Birchus Kriya Shema, so you're, in Beta Prokim, you're allowed to greet an Adam who you have a chiyuv to give him kavod. And you can respond to any individual. Who greets you? Ube'emsa, in the paragraphs of the brachas itself, but not in between the ben prokim, but in the paragraphs itself, then shol b'shloim mishu yarim imen. You only greet somebody that you have an element of yira from them. So these people, you have a fee of yira to them, so that you would interrupt to greet them. So for sure you would have to interrupt for a king or an honest. Honest was the lashon of a person who was honest people. He forced people to his will. Mafiosa type of guy. Umeshim Sholem, you don't interrupt to respond to anybody, but to Adam Nichbud who greeted you, you would respond. Philip Amsa Pasik, even not only is in the middle of a paragraph, even in the middle of a Pasik, Mishabur will bring the sheet to his house, you don't interrupt. He says, at least what you should do is get to the point where the pause makes sense. With the exception of Chulin Pasuk Shema Yisrael, the Baruch Shekel Chazal Adam Moed, Shliyasi Bem Klau, those two psukim you do not interrupt. The only right you have to interrupt, but, in the Pasuk of Shema or in the phrase of Baruch Shem, is if you're fearful for your life. You're not equipped to lose your life over not interrupting Shema. If the person greets you, or you have to greet them, yeah, you should do so. Okay. So come now, the Ben Prokim. This is all talking about that it happens. They happen to cross paths. Fill the Obi with Rabbi Azoser. So we're talking about greeting somebody. So what do you mean talking about greeting somebody? There's a halacha later on that you're not supposed to greet anybody before davening. And then now that you're not supposed to, it's also to greet somebody before davening. So how can we talk about the halacha of greeting somebody, but you're not allowed to greet somebody before davening? It's like, you say, Marshall, listen, Marshall, 1 second, I'll say hello to you in a second. I need to say hello to Yank. Excuse me, you don't say hello to Yankov before I say hello to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't daven yet. Right? So the answer is that halacha is referring to if I go out of my way to greet Yankov. So that can either mean I go over to him, to his house. I walk over from where I my makom kavua and shul. I'm ready to sit in my seat, and Yankov walks in and says, "Oh, Yankov's here." I leave my seat, go over to Yankov. Yankov, so good to see you. That I can't do before that. I happen to be walking on the street, or I happen to be saying Birchas Kriyas Shema in shul, and he walks right up to me, not intentionally, for greeting purposes. But that's what he has to go to get a safer, get a sitter, and I'm right there in front of him. So that you say, then you would greet him. People got him seven paytes. I'm shabak he mukhem if you have time. Over and bring more. You tell him machashav to lizet. I should fish Rashi. I'm kedushin on the gimel. Show you kavod chomer mikvod shemay. It shouldn't be more important to you to give kavod to whoever than giving kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't be greeting him before davening. This is a halacha which has some not was well known halachas. The person walks in the shul like a standard procedure. You see them with your friends. You walk over and say hello. How are you? Shabbos says that's awesome. Even if you don't use the phrase shalom, you say how are you, good morning, whatever it is. It's awesome to leave your place to go to somebody else and greet him is awesome. Even if the person you happen to pass the person, you can't use Hashem's name shalom to greet him. You would say hello, how are you, good morning. You wouldn't say shalom, but to go out of your way to him is even also without saying Hashem's name. Okay, so you're allowed to be shalom b'shalom, and a filled with lashon la'az. When it's mutter, it's mutter. Eat not after lashon la'kodesh. Okay. Now, but after upon him chadash shalomation, this halacha is all talking about a new person. Then you shalomation. Shem lo yishal. Yavul. They see that you're afraid. If you don't greet him, a person will be insulted. Sevrachino gam ken kosev the mishal lo yireinu shiakvin alchaveru yiklau. Oh, yeah, so you feel a bit of broken. Obviously, we're not excited about this person interrupting his davening to greet people. At the same time, the kavod ha'adam, for greeting somebody, you shouldn't be insulted, is very important. So we said, but if the person generally doesn't care, so don't interrupt. Okay. We don't greet. So then, once you don't greet, people are not expecting it. So be insulted, then it's also to do it. Khalil Alisha Hashim, I feel the return. Lobin a prokim, Lubsuka the Zimra, not during Pirish Krishma, not during Ben a prokim, Pirish Krishma, not Lubsuka the Zimra. You cannot interrupt it to greet. You didn't interrupt. I feel a welcome shame with Sherla Hafsit. Even with place you're not supposed to interrupt. But you didn't pause enough for the full time. You're back to that pasuk, not the beginning. And if the thought was ended, even in the middle of a pasuk, you're back to where you were holding, even in the middle of a pasuk.
For every reason, you should come to somebody else. Let's come to somebody
else. Okay. So who's you greet Adam Nichbod, Ben Prokim? Shor Lahatim Lashalom is a person who deserves to be greeted. Chazal said that the Ashirim who use their money properly, it's proper to give them kavod. And you respond, Ben Prokim Lachol Adam. Shaitim Lashalom, who greeted you?
So am I allowed to go greet him knowing that he'll be forced to interrupt to say respond to me? The answer is yes. Now again, according to what you said before, Mishabura is a cotton base. Nowadays it's not, this whole thing is not relevant. It's a bit more, talk about what would have, what was then. Okay. The person you have you are from. That's an example that he gave, and that is Obi Rab. But Shalomer Rabba, we say Rabba means Rabba moving shaker to Rosh Hashem. Rabba means doesn't mean the person he had just for this reason this year. It means a person which he feels really gave him his foundation and learning. Even though he might know now know more than his Rebbe, but he gave him his foundation and learning. That's he has. He has the din of Yira, and he has to greet him, even Bamsa Perik. Sharmurah can see Ishima by Mithiro, Tan Mura, Rabcha Kamura Shemayim. The concept of Mura applies to human beings.
And the answer is
okay. That's a person who's going to be men. V'im heim shavim, havim v'chal v'nei ha-kovim, v'im ha-kari going to be men v'en ha-mas, v'chal v'fil in tam v'chal. So we're going right now, Bamsa Perik. So Bamsa Perik, you can't be shol v'nei ha-kovim, you can't be shol v'nei ha-yira. If the two of you are equal, it's not v'nei ha-yira. And if you're greater than him, for sure it's not v'nei ha-yira. It's v'nei ha-kovim. You don't greet v'nei ha-kovim in the middle of the parent. Okay. The person greater than you in Chochma. The current apostle, the feeling of God of Menu Rak, God of Menu, Havi Rak, Ibnei Akovit, the Moshe Tam Chochma, Mufu, Medar, Ozab, and Kumar. When the Shekhar says that he's greater than you, it's called Murrah, that's not true. Greater than you is called Kovit. Murrah is a person who's extraordinarily beyond you. That's Murrah. Or the Mufu, Medar, he's extraordinarily beyond other people. Koshkin Melech, a field of Melech Yisrael, have you ever called near Europe? They seem something to Melech Melech, they must have left. You have a key to greet the Melech, you have the ear from the Melech that applies only to Melech Yisrael. He knows he's the Melech Dab, and that's not your job. Your job is to have a ear from the Melech and greet him. Oyanus, Oy Malshin, another place where you would interrupt. It's our Malshin. If you don't greet the Malshin, he is inside that, you know, he's insulted and he's going to be Malshin you and endanger your life. Or not even endanger your life, but endanger your property. This and your meishim to another mechbod, even mamsa pasuk, except for the first pasuk of Shema. Now, a pasuk, you're allowed to interrupt the middle of a pasuk. Geishem, no, the mamsa pasuk lo yafsik. The loy makom l'sol kinyan, unless it's the middle, it's the end of a thought. A pasuk, if you did interrupt, it's not the end of a thought. Chayzer achakach l'tzilah, the pasuk you have to be in the pasuk. Then you know. So what do we do? Shema Tzolam is Kaddish HaKadusha. Very common application of this system. It's often for Kaddish HaKadusha, which you learn out. You greet other people, you close it, you should greet a Kaddish Baruch Hu by Kaddish HaKadusha. Kamashi Yisbar L'Kamei. Imi Yavshalom L'Mayer on the same onion. If you cannot sort of hasten your reading to finish a thought, Yachluz HaFilu B'Amtza Inyan, this is my Bali Sora, Rishonah Shalom Yichol Kibakak Mitzarek Yitzrab HaKazu, B'Lanaz Yimatzibur, Rachak Yachzul L'Tkilas HaPosik. So, some say you should not interrupt the middle of a pasuk, the middle of an idea. If that's not an option, so you should. You'll answer Kaddish Kedusha, you'll go back to the beginning of the pasuk afterwards. Because the pasuk, you know, the regalim can call back to Shemayim. Times that lo yafsek gam kem ben Shemayim, the baruch Shem Shemur Mechuzel of Amoed, Shem gamu b'chal yichu. So in the pasuk of Shemayim, and between Shemayim and baruch Shem, and in the phrase of baruch Shem, you do not interrupt. Bem klal mash the filo kaddish kedusha baruch lo yano. You don't answer Kaddish Kedusha baruch in the middle of the pasuk of Shemayim or baruch Shem. He raises a tzarkin on this. But if it's ready late, and you already read Sechma earlier, this is not your Kabbalah Baruch Hashemayim. This is not learning. So I interrupt. If you're afraid for your life, obviously you wouldn't interrupt. Okay. Let's hold it here.